and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Raven, I feel like Twitter has ruined everything.
Why? What's going on here?
All right. So I admit I get nervous sometimes when I read the news and you hear about what's going on with North Korea and
There's
stuff like that.
Kind of a lot of news going on right now, right? A lot of people are out there. The tension is rising. Star 99.9, today's best mix. So what's wrong with Twitter, though?
Because they make everything so scary. And I long for the times when, like 1951, like when our government had to create like civil defense, social guidance for us.
Cold War is what you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So when the Soviet Union began their nuclear testing, they figured out, hey, we got to let all our, you know, our residents know, all of our Americans, what to do if, God forbid, something happens.
Right.
Right. So they released this.
This is an official civil defense film produced in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration and in consultation with the Safety Commission of the National Education Association.
Now, that sounds pretty legit, don't you think, Raven?
Very official. If an EAS went out right now and I heard that at the beginning, I would not be shocked.
Right. EAS stands for Emergency Alert System. A lot of people don't know that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. But, you know, you think something crazy or scary is going to come after that.
Right.
But not in 1951. No.
Why?
No. Because instead, they introduced us to this guy.
Mm.
There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and Bert the turtle was very alert. Mm-hmm. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt.
Never.
He knew just what to do.
Wow.
Right, so instead of being like scary.
That is friendly.
Right?
That's like a hug from a cartoon right there.
Now, you think Twitter
would do that?
It's
like Walt Disney talking to me about nuclear attack.
Exactly. Like, all right, if you're reading something on Twitter about what's going on in North Korea, you get all scared.
Right,
like, by 1951, no, they're like, you know what we'll do? We're gonna introduce you to Bert the turtle.
I just picture a turtle skipping down the road right now.
It's exactly what he did.
Happy and having a great time.
And he knew what to do because he was very alert.
What do you do, Anna?
This is what he says that you should do.
He'd duck and cover.
Oh, of course.
Duck.
Oh.
And cover.
Oh, that'll solve it.
He'd hide his head and tail and four little feet. He'd duck and cover.
Now, fast forward to 2017.
Right.
Do you
right.
think the government would put out a really friendly song like that telling us what to do that, God forbid, something happens?
I'm just going to say I wish that they would. I think that all of us know at this point that it's a little bit different than what they actually showed in the cartoons back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
The likelihood is that duck and cover, yeah, you better start digging a hole today.
Sometimes I get confused, though. I'm like, do I stop, drop, and roll? Do I duck and cover? Like, there's too many options on what to do. Like, I feel like we need, like, a new film like this to teach us once again.
Some sort of friendly cartoon character that would be all right.
Bring back Bert the Turtle, don't you think?
You know what? We could use that character. I'll take it.
Yeah.